Hello, and let's talk sales. And today we're going to talk about how I landed a 10K a month client in just 87 days on Upwards. I'm going to take you step by step through my process. And along the way, I'll be giving you tips and pointers. So if you're interested in trying Upwards, then you can just have some things to make your chances of success even higher. Okay, so let's get into it. So I want to start with where I was before I landed this client. I was a marketing genius, and it's not because I wanted to be. It is because I spent so much money and so much time learning every aspect of marketing because I really wanted to be able to consistently get clients. And when I say a marketing guru or genius, I tried everything: cold email campaigns, DM outreach. I did referrals and networking both in person and inside Facebook groups, trying to deliver value and all those things. I tried answering questions in Reddit, on Quora. Like, I was everywhere. I tried SEO. I tried it all. And of course, I was on social media. And I'm talking about posting multiple times a day on multiple platforms, putting polls and stories, you know, commenting under other people's posts. I'm spending a lot of time and money and energy on social media in order to get clients. And it's resulting in little to no clients. I mean, crickets for months upon months. I mean, I'm just going to be honest, sometimes it went a year or so without getting a client. Not only was I a marketing guru, I became a content creator, which I hated. It takes so much time and effort to plan, create, edit, research, to come up with content, follow the trendy reels and the algorithm it changes, and the when do you use hashtags, and making pretty graphics and hooks, and was not getting accounting clients. So I was extremely stressed. I was extremely worried about money. I did pick up some part-time jobs just to make the ends meet, but it wore me down to one day I really began thinking, like, yo, is this for me? Like, should I just quit my entrepreneur business and go back to working? I'm a CPA. I'm accounting. I have amazing skills. I can get a job, right? So I wouldn't be spending all this money, because there's also a lot of software in content creation. I'm paying for ManyChat. I'm paying for LinkedIn automation. I'm paying for scheduling tools. I call it the 99s. It's like $49.99, $14.99, $89.99. All of that adds up too. So I'm doing all of this with no revenue coming in. And before I quit, I said, you know what? Let me sleep on it. And I woke up the next morning. I made a list of what do I hate about my business. And the number one thing was social media. I said, okay, well, how about I just quit social media? Before I quit my business, let's quit what I hate the most, what I'm spending the most time and money on and getting the least amount of return. Let's just quit that. And I did. And it was terrifying because I didn't know what I was going to do. I just gave myself permission to quit. And I was just like, well, the only place I know that has, that I know people are looking for accountants is Upwards. But I had stayed away from Upwards because everybody said how horrible it was. People want to get you for cheap. They don't want to pay. But I'm like, I'm getting paid $0 now. So what do I have to lose? I was not expecting much. I'm going to be honest. I was like, but if I can just get some money coming in. I went to Upwards and my mindset is to learn everything about something. And there wasn't a lot of Upwards courses that I liked. I bought a couple, but it seemed generic. But one of the good things about all of the other courses that I took on marketing and all the money I spent on social media and learning all that was I had a different set of eyes when I went to Upwards about how I wanted to do my profile and how I wanted to show up and what I wanted to look for. So these are the steps that I took in order to land my client on Upwork. The first thing I did was I created a profile that positioned me as an expert. Now, again, a lot of the profiles that I was reading on Upwork read very much resume-y, but I was like, okay, I have a lot of experience, just not on Upwork. I need to show that I have this experience. So how do I do that on my profile? And then also thinking about how social media profile works. So I did a lot of research to understand profiles and I kind of merged and created my unique way of doing it. There are a few tips that I want to give you that can help you if you decide to go to Upwork. The skills you have set for your profile make a huge difference. If you think on like LinkedIn, you can have your different skills that you can put on. That is, Upwork has that too. That makes a huge difference in both where Upwork show you So for SEO, and also when people are looking at your profile. So really make sure that you are researching the right keywords and the right skills to put on your profile. Yes, I did full keyword research on my profile. So the other thing is that you have to kill it in the first two lines of your profile. This is what the client sees when there's a list of profiles in their search results. And I compared this to the hook or your profile on social media really grabbing attention very quickly. So I made sure to make that extremely, extremely great. And another tip is avoid making it about you and make it about the client instead. So what do you bring to the client? How do you benefit them? What's in it for them? A lot of times people, when you list your resume, you're listing just all your skills and all the accomplishments that you've had. That's great. You have to translate that for the client. Like, it has to be something that benefits them. Again, this is not a job interview. You are a business owner and you are positioning yourself as an expert. I believe in avoiding cliches and overused buzzwords. It just makes you sound like everybody else. So like excited for this opportunity, passionate, leverage, you know, kindly is something I saw a lot. So anything that I saw being just used over and over again, it just felt more generic. And especially now more than ever with like ChatGPT, you do not want to make it seem like you just copy and paste it from an AI tool. Okay. Now there's a way to use AI to help write your profile, which I recommend, but again, it needs to still be unique and AI is just improving on it for you. Now, after I created my profile, I started searching for clients, but I wanted high paying clients. I was very particular that I did not want to, waste time. So you only have so many connects on Upwork, and that is what you use to submit your proposals. So I didn't want to waste my connects because I was not paying the membership fee to be on Upwork. So whatever they gave me for free, that is what I was using. So I wanted to make sure I used my connects correctly and wisely. So there was a few search things that I did that helped. I always set a high budget when I was in the filters. I always set the expert level, like not beginner, not intermediate. I was positioning myself as an expert. And just to clarify what that means by skill level, when the people are looking for help or looking to hire somebody, they can set certain parameters. So they can set, I'm looking for an expert. They can set, this is my budget. So I'm only searching for clients who are looking for experts who have a certain budget. So as I'm going through and submitting proposals, of course, I am writing proposals and getting amazing at that. And there is definitely a technique and a way to write proposals because these jobs, they can be extremely competitive, just like everything else. If you're on social media, you're competing with millions of people. So if you're on Upwork, you might be competing, one job opportunity could get 50, maybe even 100 proposals. Now, I will say this, the more expert level you go, the less proposal this tends to be because the requirements are more rigorous at that level. So there will be some times where there was only like 5 to 10 proposals submitted in some of the higher stuff. More beginner the skill level, the more proposals you tend to have. But it's higher intent because the client is there looking for work. They're not just scrolling their social media and happen to see your post. They're actually there looking for a particular level of work. When I did my proposals, one thing I was very mindful of is what I considered gateway offers. And so to explain what that is, gateway offers are small, clearly scoped engagements designed to get you inside of your client's business quickly and demonstrate your expertise and create trust. I was newer to Upwork. So I didn't have the history. I didn't have the reviews. I mean, I did set up my profile amazingly and I did, all those things and I had good proposals and good search, but I was still new. So people were still taking a chance on me, especially because I was going at expert level and high budget. Now there have been things I've learned since then that could have definitely helped me. And maybe if I knew them, I would have got there before 87 days. So one thing I would say when proposing is don't be afraid to propose something outside of directly what they're asking for. Now, you have to be able to read the proposal the correct way and know how to position it, because you don't want the client to think that you didn't read or don't know what they're talking about. But there's a way that you can propose it to say, hey, maybe we can do this. So I was very much thinking about gateway offers. How can I get in with small, low commitment that still pays well? And that's actually what got me the $10K a month client. Because initially I was hired for a one-time project, and it was to oversee this big accounting cleanup. They already had a couple of employees and another contractor they hired, but they wanted a contractor to oversee everything. But I could build trust, I can get in there, and I can make a difference. And also, when I'm thinking about my gateway offer, I was thinking, how does this naturally transition into something longer term, and so, or something that even pays more money? And I want to say with gateway offers, the goal is not to work for less, okay? It's not that you're going to say, oh, I'm going to take less or get paid less to prove myself. No, I still want to get paid. The goal is to enter the relationship through a one-time high-impact offer that can naturally expand into ongoing or higher value work. Within 1 month of me getting on Upworks, I booked this client, and it was hourly. And with the work I put in, it was roughly around anywhere between $1,500 to $2,500 a month, just depending on how much work that needed to be done. Now, this is something that I discussed when I did talk to the client. So I understood, like, okay, I know this is an hourly rate, but how many hours do you have budgeted for this? Do you think that it would take? I talked about that with the client because that is very important to get those things worked out as well. So I kind of had an idea going in how much I would get monthly. It was for a 3-month project that when you're coming into these things, you need to hit the ground running. They don't have time to train. You need to show your value very, very quickly. That's why it's so important that the type of jobs that you are applying for in your search are very specific. I didn't go into detail about the search because the podcast would get too long, but it needs to be very specific because you want to go in there and make an immediate impact. And you definitely don't want to go in there and be in over your head or disappoint the clients, because then they can leave negative reviews on Upworks and that can affect you in a negative way. So you don't want to just apply for a job because it has a high amount if you can't go in there and make a huge change. So I went in there, and in the midst of it, like, they're like, hey, we have another cleanup project. It's much smaller. It's only one person working on this. Can you oversee their project too? I'm like, of course. And so the project's going really well. Now I have this additional project, so I have additional income coming in. And so I set up a meeting with the owner because I want to have a conversation before the project ends and to see where I can fit in, how I can expand other opportunities. I went in there and said, I would love to be a fractional controller for your entire accounting team, not just cleanup and one-time projects, but also your reoccurring bookkeeping. This is how I think things can change. I see you use this software. I've been researching it. This is how we can improve it. Like, I went in with a whole proposal, and he loved it. And I got hired, and we negotiated a rate of $10K a month. So those are the steps that I did to land my $10K a month client in just 87 days. But as you see, I had actually started making money before 87 days because of the gateway offer. So the thing that really surprised me and that I really want to convey to you is that high paying clients are on Upwork. Most people just don't know how to position themselves correctly or how to find them. And it is a skill because, yes, there are low-paying clients and there's a junk on Upwork. But in my opinion, there is no more junk on Upwork than there is on LinkedIn right now. LinkedIn, as far as opportunities, jobs, posts, the scams are out of control. Even under LinkedIn jobs, it is crazy over there. So you have to know how to find them, how to position yourself. But they're there. And I know because that is not the only client I booked. So it is definitely, definitely, definitely there. So if you've written off Upworks before, maybe, just maybe, it is time for you to start looking at it differently, okay? I built an entire system around how to consistently book high-paying accounting clients on Upworks and other freelancer platforms, because there's more than Upworks. There are actually quite a few. I have a whole directory of them, because once this worked for me, I went head first and did everything on the freelance platforms, different Slack channels. So it absolutely works. If you want to review the entire system and learn more about it, there is a link below. Please feel free to check it out. And if you have any questions, you can email me directly. I am here to help. Okay, until next time. Bye.